It is 9:05 here on AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH, and WGCH.com anywhere. I'm Tony Savino. It is the third Monday of the month, and that means Greenwich Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Marcia O'Kane, and then later in the half hour, we'll be joined by her guest, Susanna Narducci, licensed clinical social worker and psychotherapist practicing here in Greenwich and in New York City. Ooh, we bid a good Monday morning to Marcia. Good morning, Marcia. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Tony. You've got to feel awfully alone by yourself all morning long. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Well, you know what? So much has happened since the last time we spoke. What was that, a month ago? And I remember defining what the word, what the phrase flattening the curve meant. And now there isn't one person in the nation who doesn't know very intimately what that means. So this has all been a true life lesson in how life can change on a dime, and that we have to dig deep and be resilient and amenable to change. But first and foremost, we have to give a shout out to our first responders who do so much for us. They're hanging in there. They're risking their lives. EMT, police, so many heroes out there. So a big thank you to all of them.
All right. And in the midst of all this, you're still having new members sign up? Tell us about that.
Well, we're so grateful for that. So our chamber goes on, and we continue to support local business, and we want to thank Tick Control for joining us. This business provides professional tick spraying and lawn pest control in Fairfield and New Haven counties. Right now, they are offering 25% off your first spray of the year. So tis the season for tick control and taking care of your lawn. So look up Tick Control LLC in our directory on our website or call 888-910-8425 and get that lawn taken care of. So also a big shout out to Connecticut Trial Firm. They're personal injury lawyers. They want us to know that Connecticut state law allows people who are injured due to the acts of others to seek compensation for any loss. So if you are in the need for an injury lawyer, go to cttrialfirm.com. We welcome these two names to our chamber family.
All right, fantastic. So what has happened with the chamber since we spoke last month? I'm sure a lot.
Well, yes, we've done a 180, that's for sure. But just as soon as non-essential businesses were mandated to close their doors, and that means, you know, practically everybody on Greenwich Avenue, surrounding areas, retailers all around, we immediately thought about how can we help local businesses when most of them, their doors were shut. So our chamber was one of the very first to create a list of those restaurants who offer delivery, takeout, or curbside offerings, and who provide these, you know, notwithstanding the fact that their doors are shuttered. So we started to provide this list to our readership, to over 5,000 names, and this list has become very popular as the word spreads. We're getting more updates. We continually enhance it with the new names of restaurants, pizzerias, gelaterias, bistros, and everyone who is offering their menus in a different way. And we're very pleased that our first selectman is including our updated list in his weekly email that he pushes out. And we ask our listeners to please consider taking a break from that mask on to go to the grocers and support our local restaurants. Even just once a week, give yourself a treat while also doing an act of kindness. So help these out. Help your local restaurants out, bistros, any service provider. I can personally attest to the fact that Jay House has a really great salmon salad, and they even throw in some free cookies. And Fewer Fishery has some great cooked dinners for just $15 that you can pick up curbside. So again, give yourself a treat and help local business while doing so. And we want to note that we're not only listing just restaurants, but retailers and service providers who offer items via delivery or curbside. So please go on to our chamber website, www.greenwichchamber.com, and take a look at our lengthy list. We even have an attorney who is discounting her services by 60% off to help out, or Sophia's Gifts, who now her door is shut, but she'll provide gifts from her website, curbside. So there's helpful offerings, and we encourage our listeners to take a look at all of these names and, again, support our local businesses who are suffering.
Speaking with Marcia O'Kane, President and CEO, Greenwich Chamber of Commerce. In addition to that, Marcia, you've created a Greenwich AOK initiative. What is that?
Yes, Tony. Well, you know and I know that without a doubt, Greenwich is a town that's known for its people who give back. You know, we started witnessing or hearing about so many people who were stepping up to do so many amazing things, such as raising funds for protection items or helping people out. We thought, we just can't let these come and go. We need for everybody to know. So we said, these amazing acts of kindness, we've got to do something about them. So we branded Greenwich AOK, which stands for Greenwich Acts of Kindness, which has its own local, where we periodically report to everyone those who have gone over and beyond to help others. So if you want to feel really good, and we really need to be feeling better these days, and if you want to be reminded of what a wonderful town we are, you can go on our chamber website, GreenwichChamber.com, or on our Facebook page, Greenwich CT Chamber, and read these stories of kindness and see what some really, truly kind acts people have done. Here are just some examples. You know, some very young kids from the India Cultural Center in Greenwich raised $1,900 on a me page to release supplies to healthcare workers, both Stanford and Greenwich hospitals and GEMS. They also provided drinks and energy snacks for local healthcare providers, too. They can do that. Wow. That's pretty amazing. Funky Monkey, a toy shop on the Avenue, which is closed, donated a percentage of its online sales of toys and Easter baskets and Passover gifts to neighbor to neighbor. Inside Hardware donated 95 masks to the hospitals. Joe Studio provided Greenwich Hospital with free coffee. And we all know the story of Chicken Joe's, Joe Colico, and Joe Marini, who provided first responders, hospitals, and the police 5,000 meals. The list goes on and on. These heartwarming stories we will continue to post. So please check out these wonderful acts of kindness so everyone knows what fantastic people we have in Greenwich.
All right, we're speaking with Greenwich Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Marcia O'Kane. We'll take a break and talk about what else has been going on with the Chamber. And back with more after this on AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH, and of course always WGCH.com anywhere.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code Laura.
Thank you. 9:15 here on AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere. I'm Tony Savino with Greenwich Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Marcia O'Kane. In about 5 minutes or so, we'll be joined by Susanna Narducci, who is a licensed clinical social worker and psychotherapist. And Marcia, how's the Chamber helping businesses now? Certainly a different reality and a different way in the past.
Well, you know, I mentioned, we did a full 180. Our Chamber business model has changed from being a highly event-driven organization to being a community activist and resource for our members in the business community. So, like everyone else, our lives are now being driven by Zoom conferences. We are continually listening to our legislators. Senator Murphy rolled out in the very beginning the Paycheck Protection Program and all of its specifics, and the CARES Act. As our legislators roll out these acts, we then push them out and we communicate them. So, for example, the Paycheck Protection Program, we pushed out a big constant contact info session, and SBA and how they can help local businesses. So connect with us if you've got some questions. I'm getting calls all the time, all day long. I'm checking emails. Smaller businesses need sometimes more help than the larger ones as to where they can go for funding. And as you know, the Paycheck Protection Program is fully subscribed. Legislators are looking to enhance that very soon, and we'll let you know. Just Friday, we had a very good conference call with made open to all of our listeners, and he let us know what was going on and the updates, and he actually gave out his cell number, and Senator Blumenthal says call him on his cell number if you have anything to ask him and you're having issues. So he wants to know, just write our chamber, Greenwich Chamber at greenwichchamber.com, and we'll share that with you.
Marcia, have there been any issues? I mean, some small businesses have complained they haven't gotten anything yet.
Yes, that's right. What we're hearing, funding is very slow. But as you know, for the Paycheck Protection Program, you've got to go through your local banks. And it's best if you go to your key bank. I think you tend to get service quicker through your key bank as opposed to going to a different bank. I'm also hearing that community banks respond quicker than the larger banks that are just over. So there are some glitches in getting the money, but we hear they eventually do. It's just with a longer wait than, you know, everyone's in dire distress and want right away. It's working, but now it's oversubscribed. So those who were slow in getting their application in now have to wait for the next round of funding.
All right, Marcia, tell us about some upcoming events. Certainly a lot on hold, giving guidelines on social distancing. So maybe not any actual networking events, anything virtual. What's going on?
No. Well, you know, we're in advance right now. We want to figure out, the next half of the year, how we're going to go, because we already rescheduled our business showcase. That's the one where we've got the exhibitor tables at Eastern Greenwich Civic Center. We rescheduled that for September. Let's see what happens there. We rescheduled our Joan London Luncheon, the Women Who Matter one, to October. So those are, but what's next are our sidewalk sales the second week of July. Well, we remain open. Again, we take our cue from the government. We want safety first and foremost. If we have to push that back, if we have to do it in a different manner, we will. So for those businesses who so rely on sidewalk sales and rely on it for a large percentage of their net profit per year, we're sorry, but we've got to put the hands. We're going to take our cue from our national, state, and local government. It's safe for the shoppers to come out and buy your goods. So it's all in advance right now.
All right, we're going to take a break with Greenwich Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Marshall Kane. When we come back, we'll be joined by Susanna Narducci, licensed clinical social worker, psychotherapist, here on AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans and Rocket Mortgage. During these challenging times, our commitment to providing you with the best mortgage experience remains. We understand that hardships may arise, and we're prepared to help. Mortgage rates remain near historic lows. If you think that now is the right time to refinance your mortgage, our home loan experts are available to help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at rocketmortgage.com.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
This is Gideon Fountain.
And I'm Jonathan Wilcox.
Our show is called
Your Greenwich House.
And therefore it's about what?
Regional real estate trends, residentially and commercially. With an emphasis on Greenwich.
Exactly. We talk about what's selling and not selling in Greenwich residential real estate mostly. And we try to keep it light. It's funny. It's a funny show, but it's also going to be useful and informative.
That's Your Greenwich House at its new time, Wednesday mornings at 10 on 1490 WGCH.
921 here on AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere. I'm Tony Savino with Greenwich Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Marshall Kane. Now we welcome Susanna Narducci, licensed clinical social worker, psychotherapist practicing in New York City in Greenwich. Susanna, welcome. Marsha is still on the line. And tell us a little bit about yourself, Susanna, where you live, your background and education.
Thanks, Tony and Marcia. I appreciate being on the show. I'm actually a recent resident to Greenwich. I've been here about a year and a half. I have an MSW from New York University, and I've also been trained at the National Institute for Psychotherapies and the AEDP Institute.
Okay. How long have you been practicing, and do you have a specialty?
I've been practicing just over 6 years, and I specialize in helping people lower anxiety or manage anxiety, and under that umbrella, it would be helping people who self-soothe their anxiety through different types of addiction.
All right, well, anxiety is a lot these days with this COVID-19 pandemic. We'll get to that in just a minute, but tell us, how do you differentiate yourself from other therapists?
Well, psychotherapy has changed a lot in the last 10 years since 9/11. We've learned a lot about neurobiology and how it affects the brain and trauma. So it used to be that as a client, you could be with a therapist for 10 years. You would know your problems. You would understand your problems, but you wouldn't necessarily be able to change your behaviors in the moment that that things were going on. So what we now know how to do and how I'm trained is we now know how to help clients access the emotional parts of their brain while they're in therapy. And having that access to that part of their brain helps them make permanent change to behaviors that they may not want to continue in their lives.
Interesting. Is this new, groundbreaking kind of therapy?
It is. I mean, there's a lot of people who do this. So I studied under somebody called Diana Fosha, and there's a book called The Body Knows the Score. So there's a group of psychotherapists that all do this. It's really the research came starting 7 years ago. Things really started to take off. So there's a group of us that know a lot about neuroscience and attachment theory and have applied both together. And it has made fundamental change in people's lives. I know my clients have really benefited from it. And I've also used that type of therapy. And that's what inspired me to go ahead and do this, because I could see that people would actually be able to make changes that would be productive for them rather than just understanding but still doing the same behaviors over and over again.
All right. And during these times of social distancing, self-isolation, self-quarantine, etc., people home, out of work, that kind of thing, what are you hearing about most from your clients and some examples you can give us?
People are just anxious. I mean, as everybody is. I mean, people are worried about their future. They're worried about what it's going to look like going back in after quarantine. My New York clients are worried about, you know, even getting out of their buildings is just anxiety provoking. Getting down an elevator would be hard. Going to the grocery store is hard. But what I'm noticing in the last week is that anxiety has actually started to become feeling normal, which we don't want that to happen, because we don't want to sort of bury it. We want to sort of get on top of it, be with it, understand those feelings, and understand the feelings that are below the anxiety, which might be sadness, grief, anger, all sorts of things that are driving this anxiety. Just wants us to do something, and we're doing, but it's not necessarily helping us resolve what we need to resolve.
And this, I'm sure, is impacting not just those that may have mental health issues already, but those that do not, right?
Yes, absolutely. It's affecting everybody. We're having a global collective trauma, and people will leave this with post-traumatic stress disorder symptoms, without a doubt. And the more connected we can be with each other, the more that these symptoms will be relieved.
All right. But speaking of connecting, how different is it now? Are you doing virtual therapy sessions, video conferencing? Tell us about how you connect with your clients.
I connect with my clients via Zoom, and I've been lucky in that I actually was working this way with several clients before this happened. So I've learned how to make clients feel more comfortable. And while it's different than being in person, in many ways it's still the same. So I've been able to do really, really good sessions despite having a new medium to work in.
Okay. So we could all use a little advice these days since we're in a new normal. Can you give us maybe three different ways we can ground ourselves a little bit better?
So just as an overview, there's three ways to ground ourselves, and it is through connection, basically. It's connection to ourselves, so we really want to be connected. All feelings start in the body. We want to be connected in our bodies and knowing what we're feeling, and that keeps us present, not worrying about the past or the future. Connection with others, a loved one, just really being in the moment with that person in different ways is also a way of grounding ourselves. And the one that people often don't think about is connection to something greater than ourselves, really cultivating a sense of awe. Despite what's going on, we can still take walks outside, we can still appreciate nature, we can still really appreciate the goodness in humanity that we're seeing right now, all the healthcare workers and what they're doing to help all of us. So having that sense of awe is very grounding, as well as connection to others and connection to ourselves.
All right. So you're a new member of the Chamber of Commerce, but you were going to have a presentation on networking had to be canceled. So, I guess you've learned to be calm, right? So, how's the Chamber been helpful to you?
The Chamber has been amazing. I've just been so impressed by how it has helped me with networking. It's a tremendous source of information and also connection. And with information being so important in these times, Marcia's just done an amazing job of getting information out to people I just feel really good to be part of it and to have like such a strong institution behind me and my business and know that it's supporting the town of Greenwich. So just my hat's off to Marcia in terms of what she's done and how flexible she's been around making the chambers work during these times.
And again, Susanna, how can people contact you, phone number, website, email address, that kind of thing?
They can reach me via phone, which is 917-757-7508, or my website, which is Therapy with Susanna. Susanna is SUZANNA.com.
All right, fantastic. Susanna Narducci, who is a licensed clinical social worker, psychotherapist with me. Marcia, good to talk to you again. Be well. And I guess we'll talk to you next month, and hopefully things will be better, right?
Yes. Thank you, Susanna. And Tony, please
stay safe.
And everyone out there, be careful and be well.
All right, fantastic. Marcia O'Kane, President, CEO, Greenwich Chamber of Commerce, and Susanna Narducci, a licensed clinical social worker, psychotherapist. They've been my guests on this third Monday of the month, and next Monday, fourth Monday, will be Greenwich Police Chief James Heavey. So thanks to everybody for joining us this morning. We will be back. We'll take a break. There'll be the weather, and then Justin Rothman with How I See It, and then Doug Steffen from 9:30 through 11, and then the Debbie Nigro Show here on AM 1490, FM 105.5, WGCH, and WGCH.com anywhere.